With schools closed in Massachusetts because of the pandemic, the Springfield School Department is distributing 10,000 laptops to students to use at home. 6 years ago, the Springfield Public Schools initiated a technology plan to provide each student in grades 3 through 12 with their own laptop computer.
And we sacrificed in other areas, but we invested heavily in technology. We thought it was going to be a worthwhile investment, and it's really proving to be.
School Superintendent Dan Warwick said a pilot program began recently that allowed students at about half the city's schools to take the laptops home at night. Now, with the coronavirus pandemic, school administrators had to find a way to get laptops into the homes of every student. The laptops were wiped down and disinfected, and parents could either register for a pickup at school or arrange delivery. The last of the laptops were expected to be handed out Wednesday. School officials said Comcast agreed to provide free internet access in homes with school children that were without broadband access and also set up Wi-Fi hotspots.
We've gone throughout the city, and it's slow, but everyone can get on.
Warwick said teachers have adopted on the fly to online remote learning and have been staying in contact through social media and communications platforms with their students and the children's parents.
Very proud of my staff, my senior leadership team, the way they've set up and organized this, because this is an enormous undertaking.
Schools closed in Springfield on March 16th for what was to be a two-week shutdown, but then Governor Charlie Baker ordered all schools closed until May 4th, meaning a closure of 7 weeks if it's not extended again. State education officials say schools will not have to make up the days lost to the coronavirus outbreak, but districts have the option of extending the school year into the summer. Warwick said the Springfield schools are not likely to hold classes later than the currently scheduled last day of school, which is June 19th.
Well, there'd be a tremendous cost if we were to try to go beyond that. But, you know, when most of your schools aren't air conditioned, the value of that action you'd have to think about, because after that it wouldn't be optimal learning time.
Baker has said he hopes to try to salvage some of the remainder of the school year.
We would be concerned about writing off the rest of the school year, especially given how incredibly uneven the online process or the remote education process has been across the Commonwealth. And if we do end up in a situation like that, we are going to have to come up with some kind of a strategy to try to help all the kids who didn't get what they're supposed to get over the last 4 or 5 months of this year, get some of that back.
In an unprecedented move, State Education Commissioner Jeff Riley last week canceled the spring round of MCAS tests. But Riley has yet to decide if he'll waive or modify the MCAS standards required for a high school diploma. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.